RTO's way role in GHG compliance read by an automated voice. Among the many questions about the pending EPA carbon rules on existing generation are how state implementation rules will mesh with regional compliance approaches and what role RTOs such as PJM will play. Paul Sokowicz, Chief Economist, PJM. PJM stands ready to help, Paul Sokowicz, PJM's Chief Economist, told a bipartisan Policy Center forum last week. The economies of scale that RTOs have brought to unit dispatch, planning, and other grid functions can also help reduce the costs of complying with the greenhouse gas rules, Sokowicz said. We can reflect the cost of environmental retrofits. It makes sense to piggyback on the existing infrastructure, he said. While it will be up to state officials to decide what the RTO role is and whether they want to participate, states that go it alone, he said, are leaving money on the table. Two visions for how RTOs might take part were sketched out earlier this year. In January, PJM and other RTOs asked the EPA to allow states to meet the greenhouse gas rules through regional caps and to include a safety valve to maintain reliability. ISO/RTO Council. The ISO/RTO Council, or IRC, said that it usually doesn't take policy positions on EPA regulations, but that it wanted to ensure EPA officials recognize the relationship between proposed environmental rules, electric system reliability, and economically efficient dispatch. The Council's 7-page proposal asked the EPA to allow states to adopt state implementation plans based on a regional measurement mechanism for determining compliance. The group also said the EPA's regulations should include a process to mitigate reliability impacts of the regulations. MISO role envisioned. In February, the Brattle Group and Great River Energy Cooperative in MISO proposed that RTOs build the carbon emission limits into their markets instead of making individual generators or states meet them. Gene Fox, Commissioner, New Jersey Board of Public Utilities. For the states that joined MISO or other regional operators, it doesn't seem like much of a stretch to add carbon management to that plate, said John Breck, Vice President of Great River. The proposal would have RTOs and ISOs translate EPA emission reduction limits into targets for their regional power markets. The reductions would be met by applying an RTO or ISO-administered carbon price to generation and refunding the revenues to load-serving entities based on consumption levels. This is not a social cost of carbon, this is an economic signal, said Breck, who added that it would avoid stigma as a tax because the funds would go to LSEs rather than government. Asked after the forum whether MISO was willing to take on the market clearing role envisioned in the plan, Breck responded, "We know that MISO is willing to facilitate a discussion that's state-led. The idea of a regional solution is getting traction," he added. Whether it's our approach or another is secondary. RGGI Redux. A top Delaware official, meanwhile, pitched the 9-state Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, or RGGI, as a plug-and-play solution that other jurisdictions could adopt. Colin O'Mara, Secretary, Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control. Carbon emissions in RGGI states have dropped by nearly 52% since 2005, thanks to energy efficiency and fuel switching as well as the lackluster economy. Current emission levels are 45% below RGGI's 2013 cap, said Colin O'Mara, Secretary of the Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control. Participating in addition to Delaware are Connecticut, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New York, Rhode Island, and Vermont. Money collected through RGGI is reinvested in energy efficiency and renewable energy, giving every expenditure a multiplier effect twice or triple the investment, he said. Rather than calling it cap and trade, however, Mara suggested a less politically combustible name, budget and invest. New Jersey's Democratic-controlled legislature has tried on several occasions to pass legislation reversing Christie's decision, but it has been defeated by vetoes. I don't see rejoining RGGI happening in the near future, said New Jersey Board of Public Utilities Commissioner Gene Fox. Seems. The PJM MISO seam has vexed both regions for years, but when it comes to GHG compliance it could be a boon, Sokowicz said. State implementation plans for the 4 states split between PJM and MISO, Michigan, Illinois, Indiana, and Kentucky could manage emission allowances across RTO borders, he said. Rather than seams being a problem, it actually creates fungibility between different regional compliance programs, Sokowicz said. Rather than being a barrier, per se, it almost becomes an opportunity.